State Representative Marlon Schneider says it's only a matter of time.
Someday we're going to get hit. I don't know if it'll be Washington or New York or Chicago, but we're going to get hit. And the problem is that we don't have a plan of succession.
The Wisconsin Rapids Democrat says when the Constitution was written, no one thought the entire elected federal government, including the president and his cabinet, could be wiped out in a terrorist attack. Schneider is pushing for a constitutional amendment that would keep the government running if that happens, so America won't become a military dictatorship.
There's an issue that I think the Congress needs to address, which is to provide a mechanism for succession, or we could face a situation of a potential military coup d'etat or martial law in the United States without the balance of powers.
Under Schneider's plan, the governors of all 50 states would appoint an interim president. Federal chief judges would become a temporary Supreme Court, and replacements for congressmen or senators would be chosen by state legislatures. Schneider says he sent his proposal to the members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees after discussing his concerns with Wisconsin Congressman Dave Obey. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.